President Biden and his team were reportedly stunned by the speed with which the Taliban took control in Afghanistan. Just last month, the president said it was highly unlikely that the Taliban would overrun the country. You wouldn't see images of helicopters with people clinging to them, a reference to Vietnam. Instead, we're watching scenes of Afghans climbing onto U.S. military planes as they roll into the Kabul airport. President Biden is expected to return from Camp David, where he's been conferring with experts, to speak to the nation from the White House later today. Andrew Bacevich, a military historian and author, founder of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, former colonel in the Army, father of a soldier killed in Iraq, is here, as he has been over the last 20 years, to talk about U.S. wars. And Andrew, your thoughts on what you watched this past weekend?
Well, it's funny. You know, I have no personal investment in the Afghanistan war, but I have been totally bummed out as the story has unfolded. It's a debacle. It's a tragedy. It's a humiliation. I think the one thought that I would like to offer is that there will now be a great piling on of President Biden, holding him responsible for this outcome. I think that that will be unfair. He is responsible for the mismanagement of the U.S. military withdrawal, but the causes leading to this outcome are the responsibility is far wider.
Yeah.
And the roots are far deeper. And we need to be mindful of that.
Well, and let's do that then, Andrew, because we have people young enough to not even remember how this all started. You know, this was post 9/11 when, you know, the U.S. had been attacked. The Taliban in Afghanistan were harboring Osama bin Laden, allowing him to live in a part of the country. Now, at that time, you know, 9/11 was a wound and people were very much behind, but there, you know, the idea of an invasion, but there were voices that said, don't forget the Soviets. They had, you know, also gone into a quagmire in Afghanistan. Just make it a police mission to go in and get Osama bin Laden and come out. Is that what you're saying, that this was a mistake from the beginning?
I think it was necessary for us to make the point that anyone harboring terrorists intending to attack the United States needed to pay a heavy price for that. And therefore, the Taliban had to be punished. It does not follow that we had to embark upon this nation-building exercise. You know, I had occasion the other day to look at the statement that the United States and its allies released after the so-called Bonn Conference of December 2001, in which we committed ourselves in Afghanistan to, quote, national reconciliation, lasting peace, stability, and respect for human rights. That was the mission as we defined it at the end of 2001. It was absurd at that moment. And I think that the events of the following 20 years have revealed the absurdity. And so it's a misconstruing the mission from day one, I think, set the stage for what has now culminated in a terrible failure.
Yeah, look, that's the very beginning. There's 20 years that unfolded here. But come to the end with us. And I know we're going to be having you frequently to talk about this, but who does own what happened this past weekend? You say that it was a Biden administration failure in the way it was carried out, but was this a failure of intelligence? Did they not know how strong the Taliban was? President Biden is saying, you know, that President Trump also wanted a complete withdrawal. Is it Trump's fault that he didn't negotiate something from the Taliban ahead of a withdrawal? Who owns this moment?
You know, there's a phrase that you hear kicked around in policy circles, whole of government. This is a whole of government failure. The rehabilitation mission failed. The United States military, in its efforts to pacify Afghanistan, to eliminate the Taliban, failed. Clearly, intelligence agencies have failed, and that failure is no more evident than in the past couple of weeks. And a succession of administrations failed. So, I'm not trying to dodge the question, but I think it would be a terrible mistake for us to go forward from this point with the notion that, aha, President Biden screwed up, and that's all we need to know. I think we will not learn the correct lessons from this catastrophe unless we cast our net more broadly in terms of beginning an analysis.
Yeah, in other words, that's not a political statement you're making. That's one as an historian in which you're saying that that overlooks the other mistakes. I thought you were going to say that the phrase that's being kicked around is success has many fathers, failure is an orphan.
Well, the famous John F. Kennedy quotation, and yes, that is indeed appropriate.
Do you worry now in the few seconds we have left that we have gone back to the Taliban in control, we've gone back to women wearing burqas, most likely, not being schooled. We've gone back to Afghanistan being a haven for terrorist groups like al-Qaeda.
Well, I mean, let's face it, it's too soon to tell. And let's also recall that we are not the only player in this drama. You know, Afghanistan has neighbors.
Pakistan,
Iran, Russia, India. Yeah. Those nations have an interest in Afghanistan under the Taliban having some semblance yeah. of stability. So I think we need to let the other players have their say.
Historian, author Andrew Bacevich, thank you so much.
Thank you.